The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome
to the Daydor.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I'm your host, Dadon Tolbert. I'm joined by Londa B, my lovely co-host. Londa B, what's up?
Hey, it's Monday and I'm counting down. Monday is a countdown day, so that's where I'm at, counting down.
Oh, and what, you count down to Friday?
Yeah, I start early.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I hear you. I'm actually counting down to this show, you know what I mean? I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. We've been having one of the biggest and most controversial shows or debates, I should say, yet. You know, we're talking about abortion today. And all day we started about not 10 o'clock this morning, and this debate is still going on Facebook. So shout out to everybody that participated in this debate about a woman's right to choose or not to choose. You know, that's what we're talking about. If you guys have views on that, feel free to give us a call, 646-200-0366. And if you're listening and you're from Facebook, feel free to jump right in and post your response. I'm going to be reading some of the responses today. Lana B, I mean, did you get a chance to see some of those crazy responses?
I'm getting ready to do it now. Check it out. All I seen was the information you sent me. I said, oh, Lord, it's going to be hot tonight.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk, just say what's up to Denny Live, comedian from Philly. You know, he's a really funny dude. He came show, and he just had us cracking up, and you know, that's what we do. We keep it real on Fridays. If you guys missed that, feel free to get back and go back onto the archives and check it out and see what we were talking about. But he had us laughing. He had us glued to the screens, I guess. But you know, when he was talking about some beef that he had with some people in the comedy industry. So like I said, definitely go and check out the archives at AskDadon.com. How was your weekend, though, Londa B?
It was pretty good. Just relaxed, trying to grasp for this little weather and this ice and stuff that we're going to get tomorrow, you know? It's crazy. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, man, I'm sitting here, I'm doing the show, but I'm looking at these responses still popping in. Again, if you guys missed that number, 646-200-0366. And I want to jump right into it. I want to talk about is abortion, how do you feel about it? Is abortion right? Is it wrong? But more importantly, I guess, you know, should a woman have the right to choose in certain situations, or should it be the type of situation where the government regulates who can have an abortion and who can't? I don't know. I mean, just off the top, like, how do you feel about that, honestly?
You know what? Now, it'd be different if the government was actually paying for the procedure of abortions, but I mean, this is being paid for by, you know, the women that are seeking it, you know, or the couples that are seeking it. Now, it'd be different also on another perspective is that we had a severe increase of deaths. There's not a severe increase of deaths. It pretty much stays all the way across the board. They offer mental counseling, mental help, pretty much a little bit of everything. So, I mean, a woman's body is a woman's body. Now, I do believe that, you know, God is the only one that can make life, and he's the only one that can take life. And I mean by that is that if he give it to you, he's going to take it from you. So anything outside the act of killing, you know, I really think that's very wrong. It doesn't matter if you kill another man, a woman, and then here we go with the children, you know. I think it's a personal choice, though, when it comes to that woman or that couple, you know, because, I mean, mistakes do happen, but I don't really want to say an unplanned pregnancy is just, like, really a mistake when in the beginning the couple that laid down together should have been responsible. They should have took the precautions to be careful, even though I know there are slip-ups. You know, I mean, I'm looking at responses on her, too, but, I mean, the government telling the woman what to do with her body?
That was one of the main, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that was one of the main focal points of, you know, on Facebook that a lot of people were commenting on is the woman's right to choose. You know, some people, you know, I really would encourage you, if you haven't seen this debate, it's crazy because, like I said, they're getting into it. Some people feel very strongly that abortion is wrong and should not be done. It just shouldn't be done, period.
Well, you know what they done? When they get the economy together, when people start getting their jobs back, when we come back to being that strong, you know, being strong like we used to be, then maybe they can go dabble in something like that. But until then, they need to worry on the big topics, you know, and not be, you know, coming in here basically trying to tell a woman what she can and what she cannot do with her body. I mean, what happens in the case of a rape?
That's what I want to talk about, too. I don't know. I would love to hear from some people who are against the abortion or against the right to choose. Again, 646-200-0366. You know, give us a call. Let us know. You know, how you feel about it. But I think that's a great point, though. I'm not really sure how I feel about it. I do think that, and I've never been one to shy away from, you know, controversial subjects. So, you know what I mean? I feel like a woman should have the right to choose. You know what I mean? I think that, although I am a Christian and I believe that murder is wrong, I think that a woman should have the right to choose. Like you said, you know, there's situations like incest,
mm-hmm.
there's situations like rape,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I do think a woman should if you know if it's her body and if she doesn't feel comfortable carrying a baby 9 months inside of her, I do think that she should be able to express her right to you know in that pregnancy. Although I would really urge her to think strongly about that and pray
mm-hmm.
about that, because when you do something like that, you are taking a life. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that, I'm not justifying it, I'm not saying it's okay. I do believe that it is murder, but at the same time, I think a woman should have the right to control what goes on with her body. I think, like you said, the rape, you know, can happen. You know, that cannot even be your baby, you know what I mean, or your husband's baby or your boyfriend's baby or a baby that you were even planning on. So in situations like that, I could maybe see it. In situations with, you know, incest. One thing I do have a problem with is women who use abortions
mm-hmm.
as a form of contraception.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And now they even got something, what's the 24-hour pill or the next day is done pill. And,
yes.
and these chicks, you know, it's free. You don't even need a prescription for it. You know, just
right.
get up off your butt, or even if a man, y'all laying there in the bed, and you was like, oh, man, I slipped up, or we slipped. Okay, the next morning, maybe that night, Walgreens, ain't they open 24 hours?
Mm. Exactly, and that's what they do. That's what a lot of people do. It's like they use it as a excuse to not use protection, and that's crazy. I mean, it's really
mm-hmm.
some people out there who live that way. It's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're just not going to use protection, and we'll just go ahead and have unprotected sex, and that's when it becomes selfish, you know what I mean? You don't want to use a condom, so you're just saying, you know, I'll go, like you said, I'll run to Walgreens and get the 24-hour pill,
mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, and like I said, it really, I know some people, I'm not going to put anybody out there, but I know some people that have had abortions
mm-hmm.
and who really, really suffer
mm-hmm.
some mental,
mm-hmm.
you know, issues as a result of that. It's no joke. It's not something to be taken lightly. You know, you are taking a life, and I believe that, you know, God has something to say about that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, but at the same time, I'm not, you know, God does give us free will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God never, you know, he doesn't say, you know, I will, you know, he will never take away our free will. So I feel like if someone, that's what someone wants to do, that should be their choice because that's their body. You know what I mean? I don't think the government should regulate that. But like I said, there's definitely going to be repercussions of those types of things. I know that Barack Obama has been catching a lot of flack. You know, well, I shouldn't say he's been catching a lot of flack. It's just it is what it is. People, you know, the people that elected him know he is pro-choice, and the people who didn't vote for him are probably, you know, just not, you know, no abortion. You know what I mean? They're not for it. So I think that you know, Barack Obama, he does a good job of balancing and keeping everybody semi-happy. He doesn't. If you notice, though, you don't hear Barack Obama talk about it too much.
Mhm.
Have you peeped that?
Mhm. Mhm. He wants to stay away from it as far as possible. You know. I mean,
right.
To me, I mean, it's really, you know, it's really not a topic, you know, to be discussing right now. You know, did you hear about all the job layoffs today? It was crazy. Like five different. It was over 40. Like 40-some thousand layoffs, 50 or 60,000 layoffs today. You know, and we're talking about or we're asking the president issues on abortion. I mean, what's wrong with that picture?
No, you're definitely right about that. And like I said, I think he's doing a great job of not avoiding the question, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
letting him know what his views are and keeping it moving. He does a great
mm-hmm.
job saying, like you just said, hey, look, there are other things going on in today's society. I want to talk about another hot topic was the role that a man should play. I have a really great advice question that was posed to me by you know a reader of mine, and we're gonna read that in a little bit. But before we do that, I want to talk about whose decision is it? You know what I mean? Like, is it the woman's decision? Is it the man's decision? There are a lot of split views on this. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, I mean, because I can break it down like three ways. First of all, did this chick purposely try to get pregnant by this guy to just trap him, okay? Second of all, you got that baby mama, you got that drama right there. And then secondly, okay, it's a slip-up, it's a mess-up, but this man is like, no, you know, I ain't ready for that or whatever, even though he should have understood the repercussions of just laying down with anyone. Anytime you lay down with something, expect to get up with something. I don't care if it's a smile, a disease, a baby. You're going to get up with something. You just ain't going to roll up out the bed and nothing be there or nothing happens, you know?
Right.
And it's just so many ways that can go. I mean, I think the couple at hand should sit down. And, you know, some guys who are very irresponsible might say, oh, well, it ain't mine. You know, now we got to go through all this. And sometimes when a guy just tells a woman, it's not his, she will carry that seed. She will have that child just to prove a point. Just to prove a point.
You're
but
right.
Now
you're
you
right.
Can't even support this child. Now you're going to the state talking about, I need child support, or you trying to take him to court so you can scheme and scam on his money. You know, it just don't make it's like a million and one ways that can go. And then, yes, there are men out there that will be men, will stand up and tell that woman, baby, whatever you decide to do, I'm there with you. You know, let's talk about it. Let's get everything out the way. You know, how do you feel about it? You know, you got to make sure you stroke the woman and just tell her and kind of pick her brain a little bit. You know, just don't tell her it's okay, go do it or do what you want. You got to make sure that she's mentally prepared for that. Like you said, man, it's just,
Yeah, it's crazy. I want to read one of these responses from one of our listeners on Facebook. I'm not going to put her name out there, but she says, everyone should have a choice in life, but ultimately God is going to be the one who makes it for you. When I was pregnant with my daughter at 15 years old, 21 years ago, I was on an abortion table and a voice spoke to me and I got up and walked out.
Amen.
Now my daughter's 21 and I have a beautiful, healthy 3-month granddaughter. So I'm glad he spoke to me.
Mm.
So that's that's pretty deep right there. You know what
it
I mean?
Is.
Like it's definitely something that's spiritual, you know what I mean? It's not something to be taken lightly. You know, God, every time you have an abortion, you know what I'm saying? Like that is a life, that's one of God's creatures, you know what I mean? A lot of people think that, well, it's still in the womb, it's still, you know, a fetus, it's not really an actual person, but I'm not sure that God looks at it like that. I know too many women who have had abortions, I'm talking about nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Hearing babies
like,
cry, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
I think that another woman says, abortion is not an easy choice for anyone. People on both sides of the fence can offer various reasons why it should be illegal or legal. However, the choice should really be left to those intimately involved. The key truly is in education. Those who are educated statistically make better choices. I don't know. This and that's just the majority of these responses I just want to put out there are pro-choice. I mean, I'm talking about 90% of these responses, about 50, 60 responses just in like a couple hours. But one guy, he did say that, he says, personally, I feel that abortion is wrong and extremely selfish in every instance. That being said, it's not my place, nor should it be the government's, to regulate anyone's morality. I feel that, you know what I mean? That's a good point. I think that the government, I will disagree with, I do think there's certain instances where I could see it. I don't think it should just be, hey, look, I slipped up. I'm not ready for a baby. Let me go have an abortion. I don't think that you should do that. So I think a lot of times we as people, we need to take responsibility for our actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes for every action is a reaction. Just because you choose to not pull out, you choose to not have a condom, you choose to, you know, do whatever, and you slip up, that's, oh, hey, let's just go get an abortion. No, that's more serious than that. Sometimes you do have to own up to that. You know, I do want to read this question, but I want to read one more response. She says, I figured out at the age of 28 that abortion is not a choice for me, but I have daughters, and hearing stories about girls getting pregnant at 11, 12, 13, pregnancy and childbirth is something I would not want my daughters to go through. Also working in the child welfare system, I see so many children who are damaged by parents who are ill-prepared for them, or parents who just don't plan want them. And I want to talk about that for a second. That's a really good point. Line of B, you know, I mean, it's a lot of kids out there growing up in situations where exactly that, like the mom did not want them. And I'm not going to say abortion maybe would have been a good choice, but, I mean, let's talk about some alternatives. What else can these kids do?
I mean, are you talking about children getting knocked, you know, pregnant at an early age?
Yeah, alternatives to abortion, like, you know what I mean? What can be done?
Adoption. You know, carry the seed. You know, talk with your daughter, console her, and just let her know this is what happens when you're not responsible. This is what happens when you're doing things before you need to be doing them. You know, these are going to be the repercussions. And yes, I do understand that would be my grandchild, but I am a mother first. I wasn't a grandmother first. I was a mother first. So I have to look out for the best interest of my child and try my best to make sure that she will be able to get every first shot in life and be able to be a child, a teenager, into an adulthood. I don't want to rob my child of being able to experience all three of those phases in life, you know? So, I mean, adoption, carry it, deliver it, and there's so many people out here that need or want, let me say not need, want, you know, a newborn baby, a child of their own. You know, so it would hurt me to see if my grandchild, you know, we basically, you know, had to pretty much sign them away. But like I say, I'm a parent first, so I have to watch out for my child.
This one woman says, I believe women should have a right to choose. It's their choice. It's their life. Even though myself and others may not agree with abortion, we know that what a person is going through or why they're making that decision. She says, me, myself, I would not agree. I don't agree with it. And if you make a bad decision, then you should live with the outcome and not try to take an escape. But it should be up to that person if they want to do it or not. I'm hearing a lot of responses about, you know, yes, the woman should have a choice, but I want to hear from some guys, like, you know, what is it whose decision is it? And is it the man's decision? Is it the woman's decision? A lot of women, they feel like, okay, it's my body, so this is going to be my decision. What I'd like to do, let's do this. I got to take a quick break, but what I want to do is I want to come back and I want to read a question the question that started this whole debate off, and we're going to be right back and we're going to hear what that question is and pay some bills, play a little Ryan Leslie for you. We'll be right back.
like to kiss some morning dew. That's how it felt that day we met and I first laid eyes on you. Yeah, it's like you walked right up on my fantasy. And then you left that day, girl. Why did you abandon me? Maybe you'll see where you're.
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. If you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Yeah, now when I think back to the days you were mine, oh how I wish I could flip a switch to turn back the hands of time. Oh baby, you were the one that made me real. Now that you're gone, tell me, what in the world am I supposed to feel? Without you here
and
with me,
if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Said I wonder,
and I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Listen, something tells me I've been wrong. Of the love I felt that you should have given, never thought you'd leave me on my own. But I see that it's over.
Everybody, we are back on the Dadon Tolbert Show. Got to give a couple minutes to take to give a shout out to our sponsors. This segment is brought to you by Party Light Gifts Incorporated. She specializes in consultation for decorating with candles and candle accessories through home and office demonstrations. Party Light also offers unlimited personal and professional growth opportunities to others. For more information, contact Judy Cox by visiting www.partylightbiz.com/JudyCox or email Judy at judycox@comcast.net. Also, we have Mike Jackson, the Urban Socialite. If you're in the Philadelphia area, come out to Lux Lounge Saturday night, located at 7th and Art Street here in Philadelphia. That party is crazy. I can definitely co-sign on that. Philly, you know, definitely come out to Lux Lounge again at 724 Art Street. Also, we have the Law Offices of Michael Todd Taylor. Mr. Taylor is licensed in the state of Connecticut and can answer all of your legal questions. For more information, visit www.attorneymichaeltodtaylor.com. But yeah, if you guys are just tuning in, we're talking, this is the Dadon Tolbert Show. We are talking about abortion today and, you know, is it right? Is it wrong? Whose decision is it? Is it the woman's? Should the man have a say in that? I don't know, line of B. I'm just on the commercial break. I was scrolling through and checking out some of these more responses, and they get really deep. We want to, you know, add a different spin to it. But what I want to do is I want to read the question that started everything off. It was from a young woman who was going through it. She says, "Hey, Dadon, I've been really impressed with your responses to other questions, so I figured I'd throw this one out there and see what you have to say about my issue. I've been dealing with a guy for a few months, and I really like him. We're having a conversation about children the other day. Not that we want to have children together at this point, but we're talking about being intimate, and with that comes the possibility of pregnancy. Now, don't get me wrong. We plan on using protection, but like they say, nothing is 100% except abstinence. Now onto the topic of pregnancy. He asked me what would I do if I ever became pregnant. This is something that I've thought about a lot in the past. I don't know if I want to have children at this point in my life. I don't know how he feels about abortion, but I believe in a woman's right to choose. Me being the independent, self-reliant, headstrong woman that I am, told him that if I ever got pregnant, he'd never know. It's my body and it's my decision, not his. My reason for feeling this way is that I see so many of my friends who now have kids because the father didn't, because the father didn't want them to kill their babies. But now that they're here, those same quote-unquote sperm donors are missing in action. I'm not trying to get caught out there. And I'm not trying to be just a baby mama. Though I commend all the single parents out there, I don't plan on having children until I'm married. I know that that's not a guarantee, but marriage does make a man want to try a little harder. Besides, if he loves me enough to put a ring on my finger, then that shows a bond that extends beyond the bedroom. My question for you is, am I wrong for not feeling the need to tell him if I were to become pregnant, for handling my business and not relying on his input? Keep in mind, my position is, even if I did tell him, it would be for informational purposes only. The decision will be mine and mine alone. How do you feel? Man, I don't know, Lana B. What you think?
You know, they're going to have me breaking this down like Steve Harvey do.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know. Okay, first of all, if it's just informational and you're still going to do what you want to do, why tell them? Because that's only going to create conflict, especially if this man, you know, has strong feelings for you.
Well,
you
hold
know?
On. Are you saying that he should tell?
You know what? To me, I mean, she's already saying she's going to do what she wants to do anyway. So it doesn't matter if he throws a fit. It does not matter. And the part about the ring means nothing. Sometimes the marriage don't even mean nothing. You know, because they can walk away. People walk away all day long, you know. And who's to say it has to be by choice? What happens in a death? Yes, you will be a widow, but if you got some children, you're going to be a widowed baby mama, you know.
Right.
I mean, so sometimes people just try to plan things so perfectly. And you know what? How many of those plans absolutely work out 100% the way you planned it to? There is never an opportune time to do, you know, anything. Sometimes you just have to go out there and do it. It's okay to have a roadmap, you know, an idea. But sometimes people, career, oh, I want to have a career first, and I want to travel, and I want to do this, I want to do that. Okay, well, while you're doing your career and you're traveling, make sure you keep your stuff on lockdown, or make sure you're using like 18 different methods of protection and keep using 24-hour knockoff or whatever you call them doggone pills in your drawer, or make sure you go to a 24-hour Walgreens. My point is, life comes at you at all different kind of angles. She's saying that this is informational, FYI only, and she's still going to do what she wants to do because she doesn't want to take the chance of being a baby mama and the sperm donor is MIA.
Now, I mean, I feel that, but, you know, I don't think that that's necessarily cool for her to just take it upon herself, because the essence of her question is, should she tell her boyfriend? Now, I'm going to be honest, I would be pissed off if I had a girlfriend who planned on having an abortion and went ahead and did that, but she didn't even tell me, you know what I mean? I don't. That's not cool. I think she has to. It's definitely, you know, his right to know.
Well, she's
got to
come up off of something, Dan. You know, because basically, if you know she wants him to know, but then she still wants to do what she wants to do, she's got to give up something there.
Give up? What do you mean, give up something?
I mean, not her choice, but, you know, we got to come to a little bit more of a narrow choice. You know, she's got so many issues in her ring on my finger, you know, being with someone and planning things out. And, you know, now it's, you know, just FYI informational, even if you did tell them. All I'm saying is that list that she gave you needs to be narrowed down, and she needs to come to a concrete decision at the end.
I agree with that. I think that she definitely, the man needs to be included in on that decision, and it needs to be a discussion. She,
mm-hmm.
The fact that she said it would be for informational purposes only,
mm-hmm.
Like, how does that conversation go? What do you just say, you know, hey, look, I'm pregnant, I'm having an abortion, I don't care what you think.
The relationship's over.
I think that everybody deserves to have some type of input in the situation. I want to read a response from one of my frat brothers. He says, he asked a question. Well, I read the previous response. She says, it's her body. She should be able to make a decision about her own body. Why is it that men always ask this question? And then he said, well, why is it a woman's decision only? If the guy doesn't want to take care of a child, he's forced to go through the court. If he wants the woman to have the child and he doesn't, he can't stop her from aborting. How is that fair? Now, I mean, I kind of agree with that to a certain extent, because it's all right, if he doesn't want the baby from the door, you know what I mean? Like, she's saying, I want this baby. I'm going to have this baby. And he doesn't want the baby. So it's like, okay, so he's just out of luck. He has to pay child support for 18 years, and he didn't even want the baby in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas she didn't even give him the option to have a baby. But he's looked at as a deadbeat, even though he might have told her from the door, I don't really want this baby.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair? I mean, again, I'll open up the phone lines. You know, if you guys have opinions on that, definitely feel free to call in 646-200-0366. But I mean, lying to me, is that
see,
fair?
That's one of those repercussions. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those repercussions. Now, you don't want to have a baby now, and you done got this chick knocked up, you know, but you mean to tell me you ain't going to be a man and give this woman the support that she needs, carrying a child for 9 months, insurance, child care, and you mean to tell me you lay down with this woman and you just want to walk away because you didn't want it? Uh-uh. Sorry.
I'm not saying that he should get a pass and be able to walk away and not handle his responsibilities, but I'm just kind of saying that he needs to, that gives him even more of a reason to be included in on that initial decision on whether or not to keep the baby. I definitely don't think it should be just a woman's decision because it's a woman's body.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, what happens if the woman just says, I'm keeping it anyway? What do we do then?
Then he's just, that's when you got to kick yourself in the butt for not putting on a condom in the first place.
And you know what? So, also, man, you can get, I've heard of this being done before. You can get it notarized. You can get an agreement typed up between both parties. And you can, you know, basically say, you know, have it typed up. Basically, you have stated to the party that, you know, she's broke this news to you on this day, this year, or whatever, and that you two tried to come to a verbal agreement, no agreement was made, and then he states his side, no, you know, I don't, and he wants to sign his rights away before the even child or the day of the child gets here, and then, you know, that woman will become so solely responsible, just like a lot of women, you know, a lot of men don't know this. If, and I'm not saying this is the cop-out way, I'm not saying this at all, because I think this actually has to be generated by the mother, as long as she can find an adoptive father, like her new husband. Men can sign their rights away to their child. You will pay the back pay on your child support, but thereafter, once you get caught up, especially if you're behind like the thousands, I'm talking about big-time thousands, anything over 5,000 is a felony. You can get your rights signed away. Now, at the end of the day, I don't know how you're going to sleep. I don't know what you're going to be on the big day when he come to pick us up. But a lot of men do not know about that option. They do not know. Mm. And laws vary per state, but it's in the child support laws of every state, and Missouri does operate like that.
All right, this is what I want to do. I want to take another quick break, and then on the other side, I want to talk about a little same subject, but a little bit of a different view to it. I want to talk about the church and the role that the church plays in the amount of high abortions that are going on here. But we'll be right back.
A walk in the park or late night TV. I'm a kind of simple man. I need you to understand. A car and a dog, an apartment uptown. I don't have much but me, but I'd give it all if we could be. Girl, I'm only one man, just me doing what I can. Mm-hmm.
everybody. We are back on the Dedan Tolbert Show. This segment is brought to you by the Octavio Miles Collection, who brings you the highest women's and men's fashion and accessories. They also offer fashion consultation and demonstrations at private parties. Please visit their stand in Terminal B in the Philadelphia airport. For more information, contact Kenyon Holly at 610-672-9750 or by email at octaviomilescollection@yahoo.com. Also, we have Germantown Tax Services. Germantown Tax Services specializes in rapid refunds, refund anticipation, file now and pay later loans. Services are provided by Mr. Colin Williams, whose office is located at 5819 Germantown Avenue, Suite 1, Philadelphia, PA 19144. And for more information, visit www.williamsaccounting.com, and that's williamsacctg.com, or call 267-972-0758. Also, if you mention the Dedan Tolbert Show, you get 20% off your tax preparation. I just got to, you know, mention that again. I know it's tax time. This dude's in Philly. All my Philly people, hit up Colin Williams if you need your taxes done. Say the Dedan Tolbert Show, you get 20% off your whole tax preparation. He does everything, refund, anticipation. You want your money now, make it happen. But we are back. Lana B, I don't know, this is a pretty heated debate. What do you think so far?
It is a very heated debate because it all comes down to a decision, or it should be a decision in between that couple. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's very, you know, I don't want to say selfish, because a lot of women think that they actually are trying, you know, protecting themselves. You know, they're looking towards their future. They're looking at their current situations. But you know what? God always comes through, and when he comes through, it's always on time. That's not a scene. That's not a cliche. That's real. That is real. So for us to sit up here and take our current situation and base a lifetime judgment off of that, and then you walk out the abortion clinic that day after it's all been done and the sun is bright, the skies are shining, and you won the lottery. Now, I'm throwing it out there. That's wild as heck. But I'm just saying, that's just how quick God can turn things around for you. That's my point.
Yo, I've seen stuff like that happen. I want to read another message from a young man. I want to put him out there. But he says, I totally agree with the other response. He says, come on, think about what y'all are saying. It's okay to kill a child because I'm going to gain weight, or having a baby is going to take away from my me time. Women who have abortions are just as bad or worse than men who don't take care of their kids. If a man gives an excuse why he won't take care of the kid, he gets taken to court and forced to pay. But what if the man wants the baby and the woman doesn't? What's the procedure for that? It's selfish and it's unmoral, period. Handle your business. Now, he just went ahead and got gangster on him. I don't know. That's another alternate view on it. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good point, though. What if the man wants it and the woman doesn't? What about his rights?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, a lot of people only focus on the woman's right to choose. But what about the man's right to choose?
Well, how are we going to take care of that, though, Dana? What are we going to do, take her to court pregnant?
How honestly,
can we fix it?
Yo, I've watched a lot of episodes. I watch a lot of legal shows, a lot of movies. I watched The Practice, reruns of The Practice, and they actually had that on there. It's like the man, he sought a court injunction to stop the woman from having an abortion. I mean, that was like a whole big thing because, you know, technically it is legal to have abortions, but it was a good show. And I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. That's a good question. It's like, what do you do?
That's almost like the government stepping in, like we were talking about earlier in the show, the government having a say. Even though it is your local courthouse is still a division of the government. It's linked all the way to the Supreme Court. So you start at this area, and you will end up at the Supreme Court if it's allowed to go to a Supreme Court justice. I mean, you know, that's I don't know, being kind of like forced. You know what
I'm
saying?
I want to give some advice to that woman who wrote the Ask Dedan question, and to people out there. You know, I don't have the answer. You know, is it right? Honestly, at the end of the day, it's between that woman who's having that abortion, and it's between God. You know what I mean? To determine whether or not that's right. We as men, you know, on this planet, men and women, we cannot judge anybody to say what you did was wrong. That's not for us to say. A lot of that does go on, but if it's in the Bible, you know what I mean? Thou shalt not judge. It's really no one's place. I think that at the end of the day, it's a moral issue, whatever you feel. And like a lot of people say, you'll be judged for that in the end. And for every action, there's a reaction. Sometimes you have to deal with the repercussions. One thing that I can say, though, is it's good to have a conversation beforehand. I don't think that you want to be surprised with that. Anytime you lay down with a woman, I've always said, man, like, I hear a lot of guys, so I'm just going to keep it real. A lot of guys like, yo, you know, I'm going to go knock off this girl, and, you know, she's just a little jump-off situation, I'm going to go do that. But, like, yo, you really got to be careful with these jump-off situations. A long time ago, I might even do this tomorrow. I might give you a sneak peek of, you know, tomorrow's topic. What would you do if you got a jump-off pregnant? You know? Like, that, I mean, it's a thought-provoking question.
His heart going to drop in his stomach. That's what's going to happen.
Exactly. I mean, if you really think about that, what if you just got a jump off pregnant? What would you do? I'm gonna put that out there tomorrow. I want to see what people have to say about that. But my point is, from asking the question, is you need to have a conversation beforehand before you lay down with the woman. You know, and you won't even be in this abortion conversation, because I'm gonna be honest with you. If a woman told me I'm not having an abortion, and I laid down and had sex with her, knowing that I wasn't ready for a kid, that's just my stupidity. I don't care if I had on a condom. I don't care, you know, anything can happen. If you already know she's not planning on having an abortion, and you already know you don't want any children, I'll be honest, you probably shouldn't have sex with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't care how good she looks, how good it is, it's just plain stupidity to have sex with somebody. And a lot of people don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm 31 with no children. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason for that. You know what I mean? You know, I plan on being married before I have any children. So I think that it's a matter of being smart about it and looking at the situation like, man, you know, I'm not trying to get caught up. You know what I mean? People are looking at it like, oh, well, you know, I don't care. I'll deal with that later. But if you really think about it, just, you know, take some time and talk to that woman. Communication is the best thing to do. Figure out how she feels on it, because you might have a – you never know unless you ask. You know, that woman might be like, I want a baby. And if you already know you don't want a baby, you know, that's something to talk about. Or a woman might be like, well, I'm not having it. I'm having an abortion. If I get pregnant, I'm having an abortion. You might be ready to have a child. That's going to be a potential problem that you don't want to wait until you're in the, you know, that's one situation. You don't want to cross that bridge when you get to it. You need to know beforehand. You know, and I just want a different level. You know, say you got a boyfriend, you got a girlfriend, you've been seeing somebody and you're feeling them, and you need to ask them early about their marital plans or their parental plans. You know, do they want to have kids? How many kids? You don't want to wait until you're thinking about marriage before you know. That woman might not want it. I know a lot of women who just don't want children, and it's a lot of men out there who want to have a son. You know, you need to know that beforehand, before you enter into that. That's a deal breaker for me. You know what I mean? I want to have kids. So I'm not going to deal with someone who just knows who already got two kids and she knows she doesn't want any more kids. But, you know, that's something to think about. So on the flip side of that, though, I mean, is that good advice, Lana P?
Yes, it is. You know, I mean, it all goes back then. Now, like you said, I've said before, you know, I know sometimes you just can't be 100% responsible. I know everyone can say they have slipped up a time or two. But it's a new age. It's a new day. We got some diseases out there that will wear you out thin. You know what I'm saying? So why can't we all just look at that person who we talking to, who we dealing with, and you know what? It's a shame, but we need to do it. Why don't you just go ahead and get that piece of paper and do that pros and cons right up top. Like you said, ask the important questions. You know, religion, how often you like to have sex but don't like sex, because what if it's a mismatch pair? You know what I'm saying? What if she's not, you know, highly, you know, just active like that, but he is? He's not going to like that. He's not going to want to be put on rations. He's not going to be one that's told, you know, hey, you know, not this week or not tonight or, you know, those are the things, and children, those are the things that will rip a relationship clean up. So it's all about asking the right questions and thinking about it one time. What happens if I get her pregnant? Do you want this person to be your baby mama or baby daddy?
I'm going to tell you all something real quick, and that's the number one question you need to ask right now. I'm going to put my personal business out there. When I was young, My dad told all of us. He said, and I'm not going to use the words, but you can input the words for me. You know, he said, it's nothing worse than a hard and a wet, you know, and no condom. You know what I'm saying? He said, ain't nothing. He said, we raised y'all. Y'all are already grown. He said, I'm not raising no more kids. If you bring a woman, if you bring a baby into this world, you guys are taking care of it. He said, and that's going to be, and you best believe that baby is going to have everything that you had growing up. And you're going to, he said, as long as I'm on this earth, you're going to take care of that kid. And so, and that was, you know, I had a father who told me that, who instilled that in me, like, wow, that kind of was a wake-up call. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, like, if I do get out here and make a baby, I got to be there. And I wasn't ready for that. So you best believe I wrapped it up. And I was very careful about who I laid down with, you know what I mean? So, and that's really the mentality a lot of men need to have, and too many don't have, which is why we have so many STDs, why we have so many abortions. My mom always says, she still says, condom check. I just go over there for, you know, do some laundry or you know, get a nice hot plate. She said, whoa, let me condom check. She's making sure we carry condoms, regardless of what the situation is. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? People may be laughing like, wow, you know, you're 31 years old, your mom's still asking about condoms. But it's just, I've been hearing that since I was 13, just to make sure that we knew the importance of having children. And none of my brothers have children, you know what I mean, and or had children outside of marriage. So my brothers are older than me. So it's really something I think a lot of parents need to start young at, you know what I mean? Don't let your kids be having all this female company, you know what I mean, when you're not around. I really think it goes back to the way that you raise your kids, you know what I mean, Lana B? Like we were talking about the other day, a lot of parents don't take an active role in their kids' lives, you know, unsupervised movie nights. I'm going to be honest with you. I went over to somebody's house one time, me and my man, we went over to see these girls, this was years ago. And we were seeing two girls. It was a girl's house, and she had a girlfriend over there. And the mom was like, she set us up in the basement. They had the little movie room, and she said, "Oh, you guys need some popcorn, and you guys need any blankets." And I'm like, what?
Heck no.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like, seriously? She's like, "You guys, what do you guys want to eat? I'm ordering pizza." And this was already like 10 o'clock. She's making sure we're comfortable. I'm like, are you serious? And we was like maybe 14, 15. Like, I was like, wow. Like that, you can tell what that mom was into, or what she knew those kids were into. And I'm be honest, I mean, anything could have gone down that night. So, and I was just, it just blew my mind, because there's a lot of, I mean, I'm like, wow, like, she was really pulling out the red carpet for us.
You know, I think anyone will be able to say, I remember having company. Open that room door. If that room door shut when I come back there again, all of y'all getting out of here. Okay.
And I'm talking about, I'm going to tell you what happened. We watched a couple movies, and I said, whoa, you ready? You know what I mean? I said to my man, I'm like, you ready to roll out? Because these chicks is on some other stuff, you know what I mean? So we definitely rolled out. I didn't know how many guys. It looked like they had this thing down to a science, like guys over there every weekend. So, you know, and my point is, you know, women, you need to watch your kids, raise your kids right. One thing I do want to talk about, though, before the end of the show, is the role that the church plays in the way kids are brought up. You know, and I know that sometimes the church is a touchy subject. I grew up in Catholic school, and they teach, I know, as do a lot of other people that, you know, grew up in Catholic school, and you tell me what you feel about this, Lana B. A lot of teaching, you know, a lot of teachers and priests and pastors, they teach abstinence. Now, it's like abstinence is the best policy, which I agree with. But unfortunately, they don't do a good job of talking about contraception, talking about STDs. Now, I know that, and this is when I was growing up, I know that, you know, shout out to Pastor Waller over at Enon. He does a good job of, you know, talking about those types of things. But growing up, a lot of people, it was kind of like a taboo subject. A lot of people didn't talk about that. I got kicked out of class for wanting to talk about the fact that abortion or people having getting STDs. I said, well, STDs and teen pregnancy are at an all-time high. So knowing this, don't you think that it would be a good idea to maybe give out condoms in the schools or at least have a class about contraception or, you know, or AIDS, something? And they said, no, we shouldn't, because if we talk about it, then we're advocating it. I said, I don't agree with that. I said, it's a fact that people have sex. Teens have sex. That's a fact. So knowing that teens have sex, don't you think it would be a good idea to educate the teens on the ramifications of that and the consequences of that? And they said, no. And I kept it going. I said, well, so what would you rather have? You rather have kids getting AIDS because nobody told them what happens if you have unprotected sex? And she said, look, I think it's best if you go sit in the principal's office. And I went to Bishop McDevitt High School. Shout out to everybody from McDevitt. And this is what's going on out here. This is what people are being taught as kids, you know, and they wonder why there's so many teen pregnancies. And the church is not, it's just as bad. You know what I mean? Kids are people, the church is saying, you know, the Bible teaches abstinence, the no sex before marriage. And I agree with that. Sex, premarital sex is wrong, in my opinion. But people do have sex. It just is what it is. So does that mean that you shouldn't talk about it? Lana B, I don't know. I know I'm a little long-winded, but it's something I'm passionate about. What do you think about it?
You know, well, I'm going to make your eyebrows fall off. I was in church one time. Now, I will say, before I even go to that fact, I will say that I agree with you on that whole Catholic kick. And, you know, I work for a Catholic organization as well. They will not pay for birth control, and they will not pay for tubal ligation. They won't do that. Only way that you will be able to get birth control is that you prove that you have a problem with your cyst or you keep getting fibroids. So then they use birth control to shrink or to eliminate the cyst. But you have to get your doctor to write it up in that shape, in that form. But also, the issue with, I was told, oral sex and the other form of sex should not be done. Any form of sex should not be done pretty much unprotected, because you are wasting seeds of life, and that we are responsible for reproducing to basically add population and to build this earth up. Now, I was just sitting there with my mouth open because I was like, where you see that at? Because I was just completely, I had never heard that. My dad is a minister. So that's what really had me like floored. I'm like, wait a minute, is this for real or what? But I can see why there are so many STDs, so many teen pregnancies, is because these churches, you know, especially the Catholic Church, is basically not willing, and they don't believe in contraception. They don't believe in that. They don't.
They don't. They really don't. And I think that they're really doing a disservice to our youth. Like I said, teen pregnancy is among an all-time high. Contraception is up there, and you know, it's unfortunate that the kids are not being taught, and really it goes back to the parents. It definitely goes back to the parents, but at the same time, they are in schools, they are they go to church. A lot of people are in, you know, church programs, and these churches are not teaching them the proper thing. I actually had a debate with a female friend of mine one time, and I said, she was very adamant about abstinence, and I said, are you going to teach your child about contraception as a child? She said, no. I said, so what are you going to do? She said, I'm going to teach him abstinence, and I'm going to pray with him, and I'm going to tell him, I'm going to read the Bible with him, and tell him that, you know, church abstinence is the best policy, and premarital sex is not right, and really pray for him, and I believe that God will honor my teachings and help him you know, following in those footsteps. And I said, well, so let's just say that doesn't happen. Let's just say he does decide to have sex and is having unprotected sex. Are you going to talk to him about having unprotected sex? And she said, no. She said, because that would be like making it seem like it's okay to have premarital sex. I said, so you're telling me you want your child, you're okay with your child getting an STD and possibly getting AIDS and dying from having AIDS? And, you know, it was a touchy subject. She was very upset, but it was what it was. And I said, wow, that's a scary thought.
That's very scary. And you know what? To me, everything happens for a reason. I will go back to that because, you know what, I'm not saying that prayer do not work. I'm not saying that. We're supposed to pray every day anyway. And if you got children, if you have a spouse, you're supposed to pray for them as well. You know, so, you know, get up, you know, however many times you pray a day, pray. But you know there are some things with that planning thing that are going to happen, which is outside. Is I don't want to say it's out of his control, but I just can't imagine seeing a young man, you know, basically just, you know, being abstinent. I mean, that's like rare. That's very rare these days. Mm. So, that's a touchy subject. You're right.
It is a touchy subject. It's something that a lot of women struggle with. But, I mean, I felt bad for her because I could see that she wanted to be like, you know, I probably would tell him to, you know, put on a condom. But it just like her she was very religious. She was a very religious woman. She was just unable to bring herself to say, you know, I will I'll do that, because she was so stuck on and so just, I mean, the Bible had a hold of her. And like I said, God should be first in everybody's life. I'm the first person to say that. But I think there is a time when you need to separate that and say, hey, look, premarital sex is wrong, but if you're going to do it, my mom told me that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She definitely said that. She said, I would rather you not have sex, but if you're going to, she said, I love you, and I don't want you to die. I want you to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to have to live with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and that stuck with me. So, you know, we're going to take a quick break. You know, it's getting a little intense in here. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the show. We'll play a little Brian McKnight, cool things off a little bit, but we're going to be right back. More on this abortion subject. Be right back.
I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles. The heavens open every time she smiles. When I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I'm running to her like a river strong. She give me love, love. Feeling low down. Yeah, when I come to her, when the sun goes down, take my troubles away, take away my grief, take away my heartache. In the night like a thief, she give me love, 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 love.
Back on the Dayton Tolber Show. I had to play a little Brian McKnight. That's one of my favorite songs right there. And that's real quick, too. I'm about to just let y'all know. I'm going to take it back on y'all. I'm going to be playing old school songs. Some Brian McKnight, some old school Drew Hill. We're not just going to play what they play on the radio. I'm going to let y'all, I mean, every song y'all hear is going to be like, wow, that's like one of my favorite songs, guaranteed. So hopefully you guys are enjoying the musical selection. But this segment is brought to you by Always Fabulous Events. Always Fabulous Events specializes in romantic vow renewals, encore weddings, sweet 16 parties, and much more. For more information, visit www.alwaysfabulousevents.com or call the office at 1-866-653-9966, extension 123. Shout out to Randy Martin, showing the show a lot of love over at alwaysfabulousevents.com. Also, we have B&B Fashions. B&B Fashions specializes in women's clothing, accessories, and jewelry. They also have a women's fellowship once a month. B&B Fashions is located at 510 West Chew Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. For more information, call Barbara at 267-241-7654 or visit www.bnbfashions.com. Also, real quick, if you guys are interested in promoting your business on the Dadon Tolbert Show, you'd like to become a sponsor, feel free to email us at tolbert_books@hotmail.com or call 215-868-8742. And we'd love to have you as an official sponsor of the Dadon Tolbert Show. Linda B, I don't know, how do you feel about today's show? Do you think we shed some light on this issue of abortion?
Yeah, we really did, but to me, at the end of the day, I just really think it's in between the parties and you know, those people with, you know, God. I think it should be talked out, I think it should be thought about, and I think definitely prayed about.
Definitely, definitely. It's crazy. I think that's a great way to end the show. In that particular debate, but like you said, man, it's really something that if you don't take anything from it, definitely it should be, communication is number one right there. You need to talk about it with your partner and know how they feel about it. Fellas, you never want to lay down with a woman and then the next day she tell you, hey, look, I think I'm pregnant. That's the absolute worst thing. Tomorrow's question is going to be how would you feel if you got to jump off pregnant? It was a crazy discussion about a year ago. We haven't done that in a while, so I want to talk about that again, see how everybody else feels about it. But it happens. It definitely happens. I want to talk about, real quick, I did an interview on Sunday, yesterday. I was a guest on the Real Talk for Real Women show with the host. Her name is Jax. You can check me out on the site at www.blogtalkradio.com/RTRW. And I was a guest. She was a great interview. So if you just want to, you know, hear my interview, hear what I have to say about some other things, go and check out the archives of that show. It was yesterday at 6 o'clock. So shout out to her. I'm excited. I apologize again for everyone who was expecting Selena Johnson last week. I talked to her publicist. She's still out of the country. However, she's going to be back on February 1st. But so we're going to have her on on Wednesday, February 4th, at about 9:15. So if you guys are looking forward to seeing Selena or hearing Selena Johnson, we're still going to do the interview. I wasn't just, you know, stringing y'all along. She's really going to be on the show. Definitely keep up with us. Tune in on February 4th. We're going to reschedule the interview with Selena Johnson. Actually, honestly, that whole week is going to be crazy. If you guys saw the Biggie movie, Faith, the girl that played Faith, I'm actually going to have her on the show. I just talked to her. That's how we do it. The Biggie movie just came out. I hit her up. She was cool with it. She said she loved to do the show, so we're going to have her on that week in February. We're going to talk to her name is Antonique Smith. I'm excited about that. She's a great actress. She did a great job. On that Tuesday, we're going to be having Jillian Bullock, who is she's a filmmaker, but she was actually brought up in the mob. So we're going to be talking to her. She's a black woman raised by the Italian mafia. So, I mean, that might need a moment of silence right there. That's going to be a crazy show. You don't want to miss that show. I mean, like I said, we're going to be doing that show from a secret location. You know what I mean? I don't want to let my location be known. I don't know what she's going to say. So it is what it is. On Thursday the 5th, we're going to be having national best-selling author Eric Pete. He's going to be joining us. So that's what's going on. And then the week after that is crazy. We got Miyasha, you know, national best-selling author, Quan. We got a lot of people. Lisa Left Eye Lopez, if you guys are fans of TLC, I want to put it out there. That February 19th, it's been confirmed. It's been locked in. I've talked to her people. We're going to be doing the official interview with her brother. And we're going to be talking about her new album that she has coming out. It comes out the end of January. You definitely want to check out Left Eye's new album. She was actually my favorite member of the group, so we're going to be talking to her on February 19th. Next week is going to be crazy also. Brittany Williams, national best-selling authors. Man, it's getting to be too many people to name every week. I don't even know. you got to definitely check out the website. If you want to see all the guests we've had, who we have scheduled, you can go on to www.asstateon.com for a listing of what we have going on. I want y'all to, you know, stay updated, too, because a lot of great guests coming up, man. Tomorrow, great guest, Christian, alternative Christian gospel singer. Her name is Ebony Moore. So we're going to be talking to her about her new album and the things that she's been doing. So you never want to miss a day on the Data on Tolbert Show. As always, we're going to have a great Ask Data on Advice question, which is going to keep you guys interested. Like I'm going to be looking at these questions. I'm only picking the best ones, the most thought-provoking, you know, questions. What do you think about these questions?
Oh, there's some good questions. I mean, you definitely can't get this on Mike B or Steve Harvey, you know.
That's what
so.
I'm talking about.
That's
it's funny. I'm gonna tell you something. Like I listen to you know Mike Bates, and that's my man. I actually aspire to follow in his footsteps as far as that. He's a self-published author. I was a self-published author. He went to radio. He's going to television. So or is in television. And that's where we're on our way to. So definitely, somebody I have a lot of respect for. Steve Harvey. He always got the what do you call it? The strawberry letter.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I get these questions. Some of these questions make those questions look like nursery rhymes. I'm telling you. I got some questions for y'all, some situations, and these are the real ones. I'm not nothing edited. You know, I'm going to read it to you exactly how they come. So definitely check out the questions, the Ask Data on Question of the Day. If you have a question for me, you want to, you know, some advice about your situation, please feel free to email me at askdadon@gmail.com. I'll try to get to your question, and you know what we'll talk about on the show. My co-host, Londa B. But I've enjoyed tonight's show. Definitely,
me too.
I'm excited about where the show is going. You know what I mean? You guys are really making it fun to do. You know, thank you for everyone for listening. Thank you for participating on Facebook. They're close to 100 responses. I just pulled. This is just a status update. The fact that you guys are looking at the status updates and responding. And these responses aren't little responses. Like some of y'all, you know, y'all been writing some paragraphs and some essays. You know, I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, let me know if you want me to put your names out there. I try not to put people out there because I don't know how they feel about that. But, you know, I do appreciate the responses. So I'm going to get ready to go. You know, feel free to call us at any time during the show, 646-200-0366, and you know, I love having feedback. And Lana B, what you getting ready to lay it down?
Yeah, a little bit here. You know, Mondays is always the worst day for me, but I'll be ready on Tuesday.
I feel that. Well, look, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Shout out to Joe Mixon. He's gonna be a comedian friend. Joe Mixon, he always calls into the show. It has his cracking up. Shout out again to Denny Live for coming through to Keeping It Real Fridays. If you missed it, go back and check out the archives. And I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of Drew Hill, another one of my favorite songs. And I'll talk to you all tomorrow, same time. Peace.
Peace.
Somebody said he put you down. Seems he found pleasure in some other girl. Baby, he's talking you around. So now you're looking for a special guy, someone that you can call your boo. A man who cares about your feelings, girl. A man can just think about it makes you cry. Why don't you come with me? I'll make it right. Let something bigger out of your mind.
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.